Don, you and I and our listeners all hear more about climate change now than ever before. But more information isn't always useful information. Many of us remain doubtful about the most efficient ways to address the issue.
As always, Yael, we turn to the science. For instance, research shows that health models and emissions models join up if people were to consume less meat worldwide by cutting from their diet 2 to 3 portions of meat per week.
Some experts are skeptical of how much a reduction in meat consumption could curtail greenhouse gas emissions. They're sure to point out that livestock emissions only account for 4.2% of the total of global emissions, whereas the transportation sector contributes 22% of all greenhouse gas output.
Other scientists are quick to assert that a gradual shift away from our current overconsumption of meat would produce a compounded positive effect. Emissions, healthcare costs, mortality rates, and habitat loss would all be reduced if populations ate more fruits and vegetables and less meat.
Americans have the most to gain. Because the health expenditure is so large in the U.S., healthcare savings here associated with dietary shifts would be the largest of any nation.
However, in some developing nations, meat is likely to remain the principal protein in people's diet. It may be unfeasible for people in these nations to choose a completely new diet, while people living in developed nations have many options beyond meat.
If you're considering reducing meat in your diet, start by cutting out the worst offenders, processed meats. They're linked to greater health risks.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.